Yasmin Ahani Yarheva Bhagavanuts Sasaryakam Tadaivihanu Vritto Sav Adharma Prabhava Kalihi. Translation. The very day and moment the personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna, left this earth, the personality of Kali, who promotes all kinds of irreligious activities, came into this world. Purport. The personality of Godhead and his holy name, qualities, etc., are all identical. The personality of Kali was not able to enter the jurisdiction of the earth due to the presence of the personality of Godhead. And similarly, if there is an arrangement for the constant chanting of the holy names, qualities, etc. of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, there is no chance at all for the personality of Kali to enter. That is the technique of driving away the personality of Kali from the world. In modernized human society, there are great advancements of material science. They have invented the radio to distribute sound in the air. So instead of vibrating some nuisance sound for sense enjoyment, if the state arranges to distribute transcendental sound by resounding the holy name, fame, and activities of the Lord, as they are authorized in the Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam, then a favorable condition will be created. The principles of religion in the world will be re-established, and thus the executive heads, who are so anxious to drive away corruption from the world, will be successful. Nothing is bad if properly used for the service of the Lord. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nityanamine Namaste Saraswate Deve Kauravani Prasarine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Ashkatyare Satayine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivashadi Gaurabhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama is very interesting and endearing, especially for those devotees who have heard that the holy name and the personality of Godhead are identical, to see how Srila Prabhupada makes this point in this verse. The verse is that the personality of Kali, who promotes all kinds of irreligion, could only be active when the personality of Godhead had left the planet. So if that Kali personality, who's so disturbing, cannot stay when the Supreme Personality of Godhead is there, then it naturally follows that if you just bring the holy name into any situation, then Kali cannot stay there. Why does this naturally follow? Yes, because Krishna is Krishna. The holy name, or Krishna in his form, and the Krishna in his holy name are identical. So, if you do not wish the presence of Kali, then you just have to chant more. That is Prabhupada's quality, Prabhupada's faith and Prabhupada's preaching. This chanting more and driving Kali out is especially done in particular months which have a certain Shakti. Today starts the Kartik month, or the Damodar month, it's also said. Lord Damodar has one particular quality, and that is that he allowed himself to be bound by the devotee's love. Usually Lord Damodar is, Krishna is very restless. He's not easy to be obtained, but love can bind him so that he cannot slip away from the heart of the devotee. He's bound by deep, deep ropes of love. There's this prayer which says, "Oh Krishna, you're such a thief. You're the best of thieves. When you were young, you were stealing butter. When you became older, you stole cloth. And now you steal the sins of your devotees. And you are such a thief that even if we mention your name only, then you already come and steal all the karmic reactions from the heart of your devotees." Imagine such a powerful thief. Even Al Capone, who was a very good thief, almost an undisputed thief. I mean, if we say today the name of Al Capone, we still have all our money in the pocket. He is powerful, but his name is not so powerful that if we mention his name, everything is gone. Oops, I had a tulsi meat. Where are they? But Krishna, you just tell his name and everything is stolen. All your pile of sinful karmic reactions, which usually cling very fast, which hold very tight to you. He can even steal these sinful reactions, which are so tight, which usually are grown into our system. Just by his name, he does this. Hare Krishna. So the devotee prays in this prayer, "My dear best of thieves," he calls Krishna, "my dear best of thieves, now you have found a difficult situation, because I have now bound you and put you into the dark dungeon of my heart by the ropes of my love. Just try to break those ropes. It will not be possible. The best of thieves is now captured by bhakti. Hare Krishna." So especially in the month of Damodar, Lord Krishna is ready to be captured and imprisoned in the hearts of his devotees. There's a statement in the Padma Purana which says, "Just like Lord Damodar is dear to his devotees and favors them, so also the month of Kartik, which is dear to Lord Damodar, is liked by the devotees and also this month bestows great, great favors on the devotees. Therefore, devotees of Krishna traditionally have stopped all their activities in the month of Kartik, and they have gone to the best of all holy dhams, Vrindavan Dham. Oh, if I talk about it, I start to feel out of place in New York. They have gone to Vrindavan Dham, and they have done those activities which please Lord Krishna, like chanting his holy names, hearing about his pastimes. They all converge in Vrindavan Dham during the month of Kartik, because they know that in this month all types of ecstatic favors are, how do you say, bestowed upon his, upon the devotees. You can imagine it a little bit like a sail. Do we say a sail? When there is a sale, then you get things very cheap, which usually are quite expensive. I know, for instance, in Dubai, there's once a year a sale in the gold market. The gold market in Dubai is impressive. It has so many gold necklaces and this and that. And usually it's quite expensive to buy it. But during that sale, you can get a necklace which costs you normally so and so much for only, you know, with, let us say, up to 50% reduction, you can obtain that. So in the same way, it is said love of Godhead is usually a very, very rare commodity. It is very expensive. But in the month of Kartik, it is given to you very easily by a minimum amount of spiritual practice. This is like the sale of the sale of love of Godhead, month of Kartik. It's very good, very good. Let us understand this principle that at a certain time, certain powers are working upon working. There is something. There is a time during the day when it's very, very good to practice spiritual life, because then you can receive a very particular spiritual shakti that is available during this time. So it's the Brahma Muhurta, which is exactly starting 1 hour and 32 minutes before sunrise. Then, when you are awake during that time, Ganeshyam Prabhu, 1 hour and 32 minutes before sunrise, and you do your spiritual activities, then a lot of spiritual favors are poured upon you. Prabhupada said once that if you go every day for 14 years to Mangal Arati, then the special favor is bestowed upon you that whatever you say, Keshava Acharya, imagine this, is the truth. You will never, in other words, speculate or get it wrong or have a misconception. Just by this activity, the Brahma Muhurta, just and worshipping Krishna during the Brahma Muhurta, you get the milost. The milos means the mercy. Very specific mercy. You will be out of illusion. You will be protected from illusion. Nice, isn't it? I think our devotees from India are formulating an intense plan to come for 14 years every day to Mangala Arati. That would be something noteworthy. Yes. So here, with this example, which we all have made some experience of, when we get up in the morning and are there performing spiritual activities during Brahma Muhurta, we all have made the experience that it's that something very wonderful is given to us. We have made the experience when we don't get up for Brahma Muhurta for our spiritual activities due to many reasons this could happen, ill health or late preaching programs, and we went so late to bed and we are just naturally very tired, and or sometimes out of laziness we may not get up. There are many reasons, but we can feel it's good to be there at Brahma Muhurta. We just feel this. It's good to be there, isn't it? We know this. We experience this very, very, very easily. So the month of Kart, this was an example through which we want to understand how at certain times there are certain powers available to the sincere practitioner of bhakti. So in the month of Kartik, there are also particular powers, blessings, waiting for the sincere practitioner, and I would encourage all of you to fix in your mind today some type of spiritual practice which you would like to do during this month for the pleasure of Krishna. The way to do it is you search your mind for some, something you would like to do for Krishna during this time, and then you simply do it. Don't announce it to the world. It's between you and Krishna, it is very important to keep it between those, between you and Krishna. Those who have experience in giving charity know that when they give charity in a Gupta way, unannounced way, then there is much more benefit than if you declare to the world, I have given this amount of charity. Much more benefit is there when you just give it and keep your name anonymous. Because the idea is, when you do a vrata or any type of vow publicly, that the benefit might go to blow up your false ego. It may be air into your false ego. you ruin the benefit, so to say. But if you do devotional service without announcing, I did this, then it is much more benefit for you, because you are actually performing seva. Hare Krishna, you look like the best of pujaris.
He is.
He
is?
He's vasana. So if you... like a young Brahmin boy, you look wonderful. when you're doing spiritual activities, don't do it to feed your false ego. Do it as a selfless offering for Krishna. This is the idea. So when you do a vrata, you should do it without anyone knowing about it, except for Krishna. You declare to Krishna or to his dearest devotee, Srimati Radharani, in the month of Kati, say, I want to offer you this, and you just do it. And at the end, when it's successfully done, you don't go around like Cassius Clay,
banging your chest, I am the greatest, I did it. You just keep it between you and Krishna.
So, I would now like to give you some examples what devotees traditionally do during the month of Kartik to fuel your imagination and your thoughts. It is what they do is they for instance chant extra rounds. Other things they do to enable them to do this is they take some type of austerity upon themselves, like for instance not eating any sweets or not eating any preparation which they are very much bound to in eager fascination and so on. Mostly we in our spiritual in our Gaudiya line don't think that Krishna can be obtained by austerities, because austerities seem to be very much me-centered. I sometimes see devotees who so much in this austerity concept, and are just thinking of I and mine from the whole morning to the evening. In the Gaudiya Vaishnavism, we believe that the best austerity is to praise Krishna, to serve Krishna. Here in a preaching center like New York, we can also do special services during the months of Kartik. We may like to view our service list, and then we might like to see, well, in this service, in the going to the universities during the month of Kartik, I will really try to find this one person who is actually receptive to Krishna consciousness. This way, or you could say, every day I want to read a chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, or if that is too much time consuming, you have so other services, you could just add, every day I will make sure that I read 3 verses of the Bhagavatam and read and understand them. Something you should add to your list of services which you do, Matthew, which you offer as a loving gift to Krishna. You will see his mercy will come in a totally extra proportionate part in your direction. With extra proportionate, I want to say, it's not proportionate, but it will be much, much more.
Exponential,
yes. Moli Manohar, something you have to be a little creative. I started this idea of Kartik in Vrindavan. I'm not such a, by nature, not such a man who believes so much in vows. I'm a freedom man, you know. But what I did during the month of Kartik with great, I said, all right, the little thing I will do, I will make sure that I chant my rounds, the same number which I always chant, but I will really endeavor to make them concentrated rounds. And after the month of Kartik in Vrindavan, when I had observed this, my whole experience of Krishna consciousness was maybe 10,000 miles more deep. You know, and by this simple thing, I noticed it. I was willing to give that much. Okay, Krishna, I have not so much faith in vows. This is my conditioning. And I have not heard Prabhupada talking about this at length. He mentions the month of Kartik in the Nectar of Devotion as a special month related to Srimati Radharani. But the experience, so this much is there, and they do that he mentioned that devotees do something extra. But then I personally experimented, because my faith was not so big, with just a little investment of doing something extra. And I would like to request all of you to also come forward and do something special for Muli Manohar. It's something, you know, something. Muli, not Muli Manohar. Also, but Shishi Rara Muli Dara, yes. Sorry, I didn't want to embarrass you, but we will also do something special for you. But first place, Radha Mudita. I think this you feel more comfortable with that. Yes. So that is my humble request. Today is also the Sharad Purnima. It's a very, very wonderful day, and I'm will talk about this this evening in the preaching center, and I want to invite all of you. It will be in a very important lecture about the Sharad Purnima, the full moon of love which rises today. And when you hear this lecture, you will never ever feel the pangs of lust again in your heart. Hare Krishna. Can you come this evening? Yeah. Keshava Acharya? No. Then I will tell you privately about this subject. But so it's now 7:45, and I think we
have Guru Puja. If you like to continue, we will leave, but it's up to you. You can also end on have Guru Puja, or have Guru Puja afterwards. So whatever you are, we like to hear, but if you like to end now, you can also end now.
I think sometimes things which are spoken in brief are more remembered by us. So my message to you, if I talk so much more, my message will be lost in the gray cells of your brains. And this I do not wish to risk. So you kindly remember this, that the day a very special month starts. And search your heart. It is. I will ask you tomorrow if you have searched your heart, and if you have not found something, I will give you further hints tomorrow. But please search your heart, what you can do. And Krishna. Yeah, I also don't want to end. I have so much nectar here. But time is also there, and I will read to you something from Krishna book, which I've written down here. I will talk about this at length this evening, but here is a quotation. "You must know," says Krishna to the gopis, "that sometimes I do not reciprocate my devotees' dealings with me. My devotees are very much attached to me, but sometimes I do not reciprocate their feelings properly in order to increase their love for me more and more. If I can very easily be approached by them, they might think, 'Krishna is so easily available.' So sometimes I do not respond." And tomorrow you will hear, this evening you will hear, why Krishna sometimes seems to be so far away from us and not respond. This is called a cliffhanger. I will make you now very curious for this evening's lecture, so that you will all come. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Gonitai ki jai, Go Premanandi Hari Hari Bol.